One of the disgruntled supporters is Tendai Mangu, who says despite valid claims of past electoral irregularities and the need for reforms, it is wrong for the party not to participate in by-elections, as ZANU-PF would take full advantage of the situation.
I am personally against the decision to boycott by-elections because ZANU-PF will use this to its advantage. My opinion is that we should soldier on because by withdrawing, it would appear as if we are afraid of ZANU-PF. Let's take part in elections.
Mango is among several other MDCT supporters who attended Tsvangirai's rally in Gweru, where the MDC founding president further noted that the party will continue the boycott until there are tangible electoral reforms in the country. The supporters expressed concern that the MDCT does not seem to have a clear plan on what else to do in terms of ensuring that there are electoral reforms besides boycotting the elections. Tsvangirai could not be drawn to discuss the issue after the rally, only stating that Zimbabweans should not sit back and expect other people to solve their problems for them. Sources say there's division even among the party's top leadership over the decision to boycott the by-elections. But supporters like Tinashe Zimbabwe are solidly behind the decision. He said the party should go further and withdraw from parliament.
As Zimbabweans, if we rally behind Tsvangirai's decision to boycott elections, it will be impossible for President Robert Mugabe to continue running this country alone. I won't see him staying in office until 2018. I'm 100% behind Tsvangirai. He is correct, and his decision is not for his own benefit, but for the benefit of ordinary Zimbabweans who have suffered for far too long. It's pointless to have members of parliament who live a good life while the rest of the people are suffering.
Didmus Dewa, a development, peace and conflict resolution studies lecturer with the Zimbabwe Open University, speaking as an independent analyst, said he agrees with the view that the MDCT's boycott could have far-reaching negative consequences for the party.
You may find that the party may split along ideological differences.
Some observers say instead of having an apparent top-down decision, the MDCT should have consulted its grassroots supporters in order to get a more widely accepted resolution that would guarantee a unified vision. The by-elections resulted from the recalling of the MDC Renewal Party lawmakers who were recalled by the MDCT. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shawa.